Lahi Ta'ala. Today we have with us Quran study, and this is from the tutorial handout that's been posted. The Quran study that we will be looking at today, inshallah ta'ala, is going to center around dharf al-zaman wa dharf al-makan, and also around the idea of hal. Okay, so without further ado, let us get started, inshallah ta'ala. Let's look at this example here. يعظكم الله أن تعودوا لمثله أبدا إن كنتم مؤمنين. Okay. All right. So this example here, this is actually a slightly difficult ayah to look at, to evaluate. However, we will do our best to work through it. يعظكم. Ya'idhukumullahu. Before you even know the meaning of the ayah, can you first tell me how many words are in the ayah? Oh my god, where is it? Ya'idhukumullahu. Sorry, in this sentence that I have pasted here, how many words are here? There are three words here. Word number one is Ya'idhu is your first word. Very good. All right. Kum. Second. And Allahu. Third. Okay, very good. One. Two, three. Okay. In these three words, what type of sentence do you think this is? Is this jumla ismiya or fi'liya? What do you think? Jumla fi'liya. Very good. Okay. Okay. What's the fi'l? Is it the word number one, two, or three? The fi'il is word number one. Okay, very good. I will write this right here. Fi'il. Ya'idhu. Why do I try to do this every single time and fail? Fa'il. Word number two or three? Ahsantum. Allahu. Okay. And then maf'ul is word number two. Very good. Just kum, right? So, Allah is doing something to you, correct? Okay. What is ya'idhu? The root letters for this word ya'idhu. This is a irregular word. Root letters are waw, ayn, and dha. This is something, unfortunately, that we haven't actually gotten around to. But I hope, inshallah, we can address this as part of maybe the TA training You know, we're just trying to finish the content that we have. It unfortunately didn't work out for us, but we can look at this particular one. Okay, here's how. What's the irregularity? Okay, tell me the irregularity in this fail. R1 wow, very good. Thank you very much. R1 wow is the irregularity. Okay, here's what happens when you have R1 wow as irregular. Okay, the past tense is normal. Wa'adha. Wa'adha. The present tense is irregular. How so? Well, the R1 gets dropped completely. Okay, so instead of it being yaw'idhu or something, it becomes ya'idhu. You see that? There is no R1 at all. If you were to do the command chop chop, what do you get? Try it. Ahsant for the hadith. Ilv. Chop the ya. Chop the dhamma on the dha. Do you need a hamzatul wasal? No. So in that case, it will be ilv. Okay, very good. And everything else is normal, okay? The masdar you have to look up. The actor is wa'idh, maw'udh. Everything else is normal, okay? So that is the irregularity. Now, what does the word wa'adha mean? Do you know what wa'adha means, oh people? Wa'adha. Anybody? No? No, if you don't know, no problem. Warns, Ahsad bin Musa. Okay, let's look at the translation. Let's look at the ayah here. Ya'idhukumullahu. Nadhara, very similar to nadhara. Maw'idha is warning. Sorry, 1 second. All right, sorry about that. So warns, wa'adha, to give a warning. Mawa'idha is a warning, right? Like a reminder, okay? Very similar to nadhara. All right, let's look at this. It means to warn. Now, what is the meaning of ya'idhukumullah? Ahsantum, very good. Allah warns you all. All right. An, what does the word an mean? An means that. Okay. Now we have the word ta'udu. Ta'udu. Right. Okay, let's look at the word ta'udu as well. Root letters are, what do you think? Ayn, Wow. And dal. Okay, very good. Irregular or no? I'll tell you what it means. It means to return. It means to return. Is it irregular? Yes, R2. Wow. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Well, we have two for the price of one here. Okay. What is the irregularity when you have R2 as well? Okay. Past tense. So, this is for R1 wow. And I have Ahsan Ismail R2. Oh, R2. Wow. Okay. Well, what is the past tense? The past tense is irregular. R1, excuse me, R2 gets changed to an alif. Okay, what do you think is going to happen? Tell me, what's it going to look like? Ah, Ada. Ada. What happened? What's going to be on Friday? Not this one. Yeah, coming Friday. Eid. Have you heard that's in, this in a khutbah? Oh, Eid means something that returns. Have you heard it before? No? Or some of you might have. Okay. So Eid actually is from Ma'ada because it comes back every year. That's the idea of Eid. It's a celebration that returns. All right, you're not impressed. No problem. Okay. The present tense is irregular. Okay. What happens? We have, you know, like, yeah, so normal one is yadribu. Yes? Normal one is? Let's like the write the normal one first. Oh. Yadribu, correct? Okay. What is this? Well, you have R1 has sukun, right? R2 has a fatha dhamma kasra, right? You can just put whatever. And you have R3 also is whatever, right? Let's maybe focus on R1 has a dhamma. Okay. In the irregular one, it's going to become ya'udu. What happens? R2 has a sukun. That's the irregularity. R2 has a sukun. Yes? We'll do a couple of examples. This is actually not as difficult as it looks, okay? All right. So I have Ada Ya'udu, okay? Command tense. Can you make it for me? Try it. Oh, oud would be very nice. Smells great. But do chop chop and R2 gets dropped. You guys don't know what Ud is, right? Okay. It's wood. Ud. Ud. Oh, man. All right. That is what command tense is. Ud. Yes, it's very good smell. That is also irregular. All right. Now, you're like, wow, this is like really irregular. Past is irregular. Present is irregular. Command is irregular. Mustar, you look up, right? Actor is irregular. Actor is irregular. Okay, how so? What's going on with actor? Well, actor is irregular in the sense that R2, let's actually, R2 gets changed to a Hamza. What on earth? Okay, help me out here. For yadribu, right? For da, ra, and ba. What is the actor pattern? It would be
da, rib, right? Correct? All right. Now I told you R2 gets changed to a Hamza, yes? Can you make this for me? Al.
Ah, very good. Al. Id. Al. Id. Tricky. You see that, people? So there's a bunch of irregularities here, but alhamdulillah, that is what it is. Okay? Now, let's do an activity, shall we? Shall we? I am going to put this guy, I'm going to open a new window, put this guy to the side, and put this guy to this side. Okay, can you all see it? Maybe I'll put this guy to this side. And this guy here. All right, I'm going to give you R1. R1 wow examples. I'm going to give you R2 wow examples. Okay, ready, people? I promise we'll get to the ayah, but I feel let's take the opportunity to do this. Okay, is that okay? Yeah. Okay. Tamam. Let's look at an example of wa sa. La, okay, we're gonna look at that in a sec, and here we have qaf. Sorry, hold on. Wow, sad, lam. An example, qaf, wow, and lam is an example, okay, and I'll write down that R2. R2 is it's a dhamma here, okay? All right, now let's do R2 example first, okay, with a wow, shall we? For this qaf wow lam, I want you to write the past tense for me, past tense. And I'm going to actually make it so that you send it only to the host. So you can type without fear of being judged. Please do type it. No one's going to look at it. Only I'm going to look at it. Excellent. It is qala. Yes? Very nice. Qala. Okay, present tense. يقول يقول very nice ما شاء الله command tense what is happening to my keyboard is قل yes 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 The actor. Al-Qawl is a master. Ahsant. Ah, very nice. MashaAllah, Sister Nadia Ahsanti. Well done, Nadia Ahsanti. See, now I know who's writing. Well, I mean, I could see other people writing too, but now you don't know who's written. Ahsant, brother Mushfiq. Well done. Ahsant Ismail. Very nice. Al-Qa'il. Very nice. Very nice. Yes? Good? Are we okay with this? Good. So, are we comfortable with this? Okay. Let's do wasala. Wow, sadla. Okay. This is for R1. Wow. Okay. All right. Past tense is normal. Past. Tense is wa sa la. Very good. Present tense. I'll highlight it here for you. Yeah. See. Lu, yes, indeed. Okay. Command. Sil. By the way, wasala means to join. To join. I'll tell you the masdar. The master is silatan. Have you heard of this word? Sila. Silatul rahim. Have you heard of this? The joining of family ties. That's where it comes from. Okay. All right. Make for me the actor. Al-wa-sil. Very good. And the acted upon. You can make it. Yeah, I know you can do it. Ah! What is al-ladhi? Al-what? Al-maw-sul. Right? Because it joins. Yes or no? Very nice. Is that good? Yes or no, people? Are we okay with that? Okay. Let's do one more example of R2 with a vowel. Ready? Okay. Kaf, waw, noon. Past tense. You know what? I'm actually going to make a table here. If you don't mind, I'm going to insert a table here. All right. Very nice. Kana. Okay. Now tell me, oh people. Present tense. Yakunu, very good. Yakunu. Okay, tell me command. Santum. The command is kun. Actor. Very good. Oh, that's for the kafa. So I'm just typing all this up here quickly as you're doing it, huh? Very good. Al-ka-in. Yes? Right? Yes or no? Alhamdulillah. This is very good. Yes? We can do a'ada as well quickly, right? This would be Aada Ya'udu, right? Command Ud Al-A'id. Correct? Very good. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now let's talk another irregularity when it comes to Aada. Okay? Now, when you conjugate past tense, right? The R2 gets dropped when it has a sukun. Okay, so what does this mean? I'll give you an example. Daraba, right? Daraba means he hit, correct? Yes or no? Daraba, correct? R2 has sukun. R2 gets dropped when okay, follow stay with me here, okay? Daraba. Both of them hit Daraba. Sukun on R3 yet. No, okay. Darabu. Sukun on R3 yet? No. Darabat. Sukun on R3 yet? No. Darabata. سكون R3 yet. No. ضربنا سكون R3. Yes. Right? Do you see the sukun on R3? Okay. Darab ta sukun on R3. Yes, there is a sukun on R3. Is there going to be a sukun on R3 till the end now? All the way to the end, right? Darabta, darabtuma, darabtum, darabti, darabtunna. Darabtu, darabna. Yes or no? Yes. Okay, very nice. Very nice. Now, what gets dropped? R2 dropped when R3 has sukun. Complicated sounding, but it's not as difficult. Ready? Aada. Let's actually do it in the table. All right. He is Aada, correct? They both. Aada. Sukun on R3, yes yet? No, right? Okay. Aadu. So far, so good. She. That's very good. They both. The. Now. Sukun. Here. Yes. What's going to happen? Check out the change. Udna. Okay. Observe the two changes. Maybe the second change I should highlight with a different color. You see how R1 got changed from A to R. R2's dropped completely. Let me actually make this even bigger. You see that? R2 is dropped completely. R3 has a R3, yes, has a sukun. Okay, the changes are significant. Let's put this like this. When R3 gets a sukun, when R3 has a sukun, I'm not going to write it there. I'm just going to show you here, and then we'll highlight it. Udna, okay? You returned. Udda. Very good. Both of you. Udtuma. You all. Udtum. Very nice. You female. Udti. Excellent. You all female. Udtunna. Udtunna. I returned. Udtu. We returned. My God. Udna. People, are you with me? Let's try with Kana. Ready with Kana? Kana, they both. Kana. They canu. Very nice. She canat. They vote canata. All right, now you notice, right? Look, from here on out, you see the changes, yeah? All of them, like all of them. Right? You see these changes? I'm just going to highlight them all just so that it is in your I feel like a child coloring. All right, alhamdulillah. Ready? They female were. Try this one. Kunna. Kunna. Hold on. Let me show you an example. You ready for an example? Look at this. وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. Divorced women should wait for 3 menstrual cycles before they get remarried. Right? It is unlawful for them. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُنَّ أَنْ يَكْتُمْنَ يَكْتُمْنَ يَكْتُمُ يَكْتُمَانِ يَكْتُمُونَ تَكْتُمُ تَكْتُمَانِ يَكْتُمْنَ. That they hide. مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ. What Allah created. فِي أَرْحَامِهِنَّ. In their wombs. In if كُنَّ. كُنَّ means Kunna is Kunna is they were. Excellent. Yu'minna. This is what? Yu'minna. Yu'minna. They female believe. Ahsant. ماذا مشفق أحسنت سيستنادية. So you see the past tense كان with present tense فعل as خبر, right? If they, what does that achieve? What does that achieve? That achieves the meaning of habitually, right? That's what they used to do, right? إِن كُنَّ يُؤْمِنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If they you know, habitually believed in Allah and the last day, meaning they feared Allah and the last day, they wouldn't they wouldn't hide their pregnancy just to get remarried again. You see, that's what Allah is saying. Like a lady gets divorced, she'd like to get married again, she hides her pregnancy to get married like within 3 months, and that, you know, is that ends up tricking the person that, you know, she's getting married to. No one's going to know. She could get away with it. But Allah says, "In kunna yu'minna billahi wal yawmil akhir." This is something that if this lady believes in Allah and the last day, she wouldn't do this. She wouldn't trick another person. The point of the ayah, or the point of our example for us, is kunna. You see that? Kunna is the female. Yeah? Okay. You were. Kunta, very good. You both were. Kun. Tuma, very nice. You all were. Kun. Kuntum. Okay, very good. We come back to our tutorial notes. In kuntum. What is kuntum here? Kuntum is you all were, right? You all were, right? Very good. Okay. You were female. This is easy. Kunti. You all female were kuntunna. I was. Let's do this one. I was kuntu. We were kunna. All right. Kunna. How do you like that, people? Does that make sense? I don't think it's that bad, yeah? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Very good. You ready for present tense conjugation? All right. Let's do present tense as well. And I promise after that, we'll get to the ayah. Okay. Now, here's how the present tense will work. This is the past. Past conjugation. Oops. And then you have the present conjugation. Okay. All right. Ready, people? Aada, he returns is, if you remember, Ya'udu, very good. Ya'udu, correct? Okay. You both. Ya'udani, very good. Say now you, excuse me, they both, my bad. Ya'udani. This is normal, so I mean this is okay, right? The irregularity is already in like ya'u, like the u is already irregular, but there's no other, like, because the conjugation, nothing is changing, right? This here, you see, the conjugation actually changes the word, fully. The tashkil. Here, nothing has changed so far. You all return. They return, excuse me. Yeah. Ru. Do. Na. Yes. Ya'u. Do. Na. So far, so good, right? Let's do kana. He was. He is. Yakunu. They both were. Yakunani. They were. Yakununa. They are saying. I keep messing my tense. I'm sorry. They are saying. Yeah. They are saying. Yeah. Luna. Yes. Right. Okay. Very good. She is Taru. Do I think this is pretty straightforward? Ta-ru-da-ni. I'm doing this quickly because I want to get to the point. Right now, remember yadribna. Ya-rud-ya-rudna. This is the irregularity. Ya-rudna. Which is, you know, like, to be frank, not that bad, because yadribna, the R3 has a sukun there anyway. But it's something to notice, because you see the waw is gone completely. The waw is completely gone. Okay? And the reason why waw is gone is because when you have a sukun on R3, that is when the waw with the sukun drops as well. Okay? So, ya'udna. This is okay. But now let's go to you. You ta'udu. You return. Yes? You both return. Ta'udani. Very good. Now, I want you to tell me, how would I say you all return? How would I say that? You all return. Ta'u duna. Ta'u duna. Yes, sir. Do you see how that works? Ya'u duna. They, you all. Ta'u duna. Yes? Are you with me? All right, let's do for yakunu, right? She is yakunu. They both were takunani. They female were. Make this for me, people. Ahsanti Snadi. Ya kunna. Very good. Okay. You are. Takunu. Very good. You both are. Takunani, yes. You all are. Takunun. Na. Oh boy. Very good. Yes. Okay. You female. Ta'u Dina. Okay. You female are. How would that be? Taku Nina. Very interesting sounding word. You all female are. Yaudina. What do you think this is going to be? Ta'udina. Very nice. Very nice indeed. Ta'udina. Okay. All right. You all female are. Takunna. Same thing. I return, finally. A-roo-do. Yes. A-roo-do. I return. A-roo-do. I am. Akunu. I say. Akulu. I repent. Sorry. Atubu. Ahsant Ismail. Ahsant Sister Nadia. Atubu. Same thing, right? Same idea. Exactly. We return. Ahsan Bada Musa. Na'udu. We are. Nakunu. We say. Nakulu. We repent, or we are repenting. Natubu ahsantum. This is very good, mashallah. You guys are doing awesome. Okay. How would I say you, right? You return, ta'udu. You are, takunu. You say, taqulu, right? You repent. Tatubu. Right? Very nice. Let's do he. He said. Oh, he's saying, sorry. Yaqulu. He repents. Yatubu. All right, you guys get it now, right? I was just highlighting the main ones here. All right, alhamdulillah. So this is the past tense and present tense conjugation. Wow, today, mashallah, you had some fun with this. Now, conjugation is irregular as well. But now, alhamdulillah, we return to the ayah. Close to the end of the tutorial, but that's okay. All right. Ta'udu. Now, an, right? Let's look at the word ta'udu for a sec now. Ta'udu. Root letters are ayin, waw, dal. Irregular. How do I say, where do I write this? I write it here. Okay. You all are returning. How do I say that? Ta'uduna. Now you can just say it. You can all send it to me. Very good. Ta'uduna, right? Hold on. Right? Ta'uduna. You see this? You all are returning. You all are saying would be Taquluna. Yes? Now, this is marfu', correct? If I wanted to say the mansub version of this, mansub version is let's do ta'uduna first. So for you all, brother Mushfiq, you all the masculine, ta'u du. What happens? The noon gets dropped. The noon gets dropped. Yes or no? Are you with me? This is the mansub version. Is this part okay, people? Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. How would I say the majzoom version? Same thing. Ta'udu majzoom. If I was to do one more example. Okay. You all are saying taquluna marfu'. Majzoom. I'm saying mansub. Taqulu. Yes. Majzoom. Taqulu. Yes, yes, yes. MashaAllah. All right. Alhamdulillah. Very nice. Now we're ready. And that. Ta'udu. Ta'udu. You all return. Lala, Ismail, ta'uduna, to return. You all return. Mansub. Why is it mansub? Yes, Sister Michelle. Excellently spotted. An. The an. He said mazum. Ta'udu, you return. And there's no noon, right? Correct? Li mithlihi. Li one, mithli two, he three words. To his example or its example. Allah warns you that you all return to its example, like to do it again. Abadan. Abadan. Ever. I.e. What is the ayah saying? Allah warns you all lest you all return to its example, return to doing that thing again, right? Return to what's the word I'm looking for? Return to the same. Return to say, let's put it, doing it again ever. Allah warns you, don't return to this ever again, right? You get it? Against the return to the likes of this. Excellent. Very nice. Allah warns you to never repeat the like of it again. It's also a good translation. Right? In, but by the way, here, abadan, you know, when in the negative, like this is a warning to not do something, right? The abadan turns into never. Okay. In if kuntum you were, yay, you all were, mu'mineen, believers. What is, if you were believers, is actually to say, if you were believers, i.e., if you are true believers. You see that? The idea of it you being a past tense here is your belief is like that's who you are, right? If someone is defined by a characteristic, that characteristic that defines them is because they have been that way in the past for a very long time or forever, right? Yes or no? That's the idea in Arabic, like eloquence, that if you are something that defines you, you've always been that. Like, right? Say, for example, if someone is defined as tall, right? For once they have reached their height, they've always been tall, right? It's not like they were tall one day, then short the next day, then tall one day, then short the next day. Doesn't happen that way, does it? It's like they're, like, what defines them is how they were in the past, like, almost permanently. So here, if you were believers here, that's where the implication comes. That if you are true believers, that, like, if that is what defines you, you have been that way. If Iman is what you have been, and that is what defines you, that's like your permanent, frame of mind, that Allah is warning you to not return to this ever again. This is, by the way, from Surah number 24, Surah Nur, right? Which is speaking about the accusations leveled at our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very stern in his warning. All right, well, alhamdulillah. So we got through one example, but we got through that one example, two irregularities, R1 wow, R2 wow, inshallah. So that's good. I'm actually going to put a note for the people that, hey, we have these in the tutorial notes, we have these irregularities. So please look at this. Okay. The example, or the point of the example was abadan. Abadan, it was a dharf of zaman, right? Time. Abadan, dharf of zaman. And then you have, in this example, the next ayah, Ya Maryam, this is the fourth Maryam alayhi salam, uqunuti li rabbiki, this is a command tense to her, uqunuti, you be submissive to your Lord. Wasjudi, and do what? You do sajda, right? Prostration, ahsant. Warka'i, and you what? Make ruku', bow down. Ma'ar raki'in, with ar raki'in. Raki', as you can tell, is the actor from raka'a. With those who bow. Ma'a here is what? Dharf al al-makan, right? It's in the place. So you're making, so this is the idea. Warka'i ma'a raki'in, ma'a is with place, i.e. you're praying in congregation. You're praying in congregation in jama'ah. Because jama'ah happens in a place, right? Yes or no? So that's the idea that, oh Maryam, you be submissive to your Lord, but also stick with those who are submissive to your Lord. Stick with the jama'ah. Be together. It's not something that you can do by yourself. SubhanAllah. This is interesting because Maryam alayhi salam was, you know, she was like a, like a monk, right? Or a nun. Is that a nun? No, I don't know. But she had actually separated herself from the community to dedicate herself to worship Allah alone. But even then, she's told, you be with the people in the acts of worship because you need that support. Everybody needs that support. وَرْكَعِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ Right? So, مَعَدِ is ظَرْف الزَّمَان. Also, this idea, excuse me, of infiru, this is actually a command tense. Infiru. Okay? Infiru nafara yanfuru. Tanfuruna, command tense. In nafara yanfiru, sorry. Command tense, infiru. Okay? Which means to go out. Khifafan. In what state? Khifaf. From the word khafif, which is light. Humble, very good. But also this is light. Wathiqalan. What do you think thiqalan means? The opposite of light, which is heavy, right? From tha, qaf, lam. Thaqeel is heavy. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqeela. Heavy statement we will send to you. This is talking about going to war. So go out whether you are lightly armed or heavily armed. It doesn't matter. Go out in either case. Okay? Infiru khifafan wa thiqalan. Does that make sense, people? This is, it describes the state. And khifaf is the plural. Okay? Alright. Walhamdulillah. So this is that. Jazakumullah khairan. We took a little bit of extra time, but I feel this was good. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا for coming out and participating. I hope this was useful and beneficial and not overwhelming, inshallah. Okay, I'll see you all on Monday, and then after Monday we'll skip the Thursday, and then I'll see you again the Monday afterwards, inshallah ta'ala. I please request you to try to read a little bit from the translation of the Ajrumiyya, one of the texts, so that, on Monday, we can proceed with our topics in a smooth manner, inshaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu alayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.